On the negative side, though, Anita, how is e-commerce being affected by e-crime?
Fraud and online theft could potentially damage online trade significantly. A recent survey from Consumer Reports Webwatch claimed that as many as 25% of consumers might stop shopping online, and another 30% said that they were reducing the amount of time they spend shopping online. In fact, 62% of consumers are not willing to give their personal and financial information over the internet. The good news is that US banking institutions will soon be using a two-factor authentication system in order to improve security of online financial transactions.
Can you explain how this works, Anita?
Yes, this will replace the use of one static password that most of us use now, and which can be discovered by hackers relatively easily. Two-factor authentication combines one thing the consumer knows with one thing the consumer physically possesses. There is a security token which is on the user's PC as a plug-in to a browser. And this software-based token authenticates a unique one-time password that would be a second factor in allowing the consumer permission to enter. The passwords are never repeated, so hackers are unable to steal them. The problem with this is the cost, between $10 and $20 per user to install on PCs, laptops, and PDAs. Hopefully, though, the banks, big credit card companies, and big retailers might eventually give away this technology to boost consumer confidence and reduce the amount of money being lost at the moment to online theft.
So the future isn't all bright and sunny.
No, but despite these reports, online purchases have been growing at double-digit figures and will continue to grow. Bad press and reports of internet crime are not going to stop the growth of e-commerce.
Anita, thank you very much indeed.
My pleasure.